Hey everyone, this is Mike, and you're listening to another episode of the Monero Monitor podcast. Today I'm talking with Constant Gladich, CEO of Changely. For those of you unfamiliar with Changely, it's an instant cryptocurrency exchange, somewhat like Shapeshift, you could say, but with a few distinct differences. Hopefully today we can talk about some of those differences. Welcome to the show, Constant.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Hey, guys.
Okay, before we talk about Changely, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your background and how you got into Bitcoin?
So actually, I'm about 15 years in industry and information technology industry. So I was built a few successful businesses for enterprise customers, and I just deep dive into Bitcoin about 3 years ago. So I make the first attempts on mining for Bitcoin, then started a few not so successful projects, and about 2 years ago we have started Changely, part of Minergate team. So it was developed under the Minergate. For Minergate is one of the biggest Monero mining pool. Yes, they were mined a lot of currencies based on crypto node mining algorithm. It's a lot of currencies, and we should offer for our customers easy tool to convert them to Bitcoin or any other currencies like Litecoin. Then we have opened our service for all other customers, and now we are separate business, so we have an independent business team, we have a few developers team, we also have a support marketing team, business development, and so we are growing.
How big is Changely now? How many people work with you?
So actually it's about 15 people. Actually we have 6 people in our support team. It's very important to serve the customers very fast and to give them a hand very quickly. So we have 5 engineering team, system architects, administrator, and so a few coders. And also we have a business development team and some kind of marketing.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask this later, but you mentioned it. So can you tell us what your involvement with Minergate has been? Were you part of the founding of that, or did you come on to Changely later?
Yeah, actually, I'm coming to Changely later, and I know a few guys from Minergate, but it's a separate business and separate team for now. And for now, they are just our affiliate partners, one of our affiliate partners.
Okay. I've been trying to get in touch with them, but they won't return my emails. Maybe you can pass along word that I'm trying to get in touch with them.
Yeah, sure. I can introduce you to Minergate guys. And so I hope they should be open.
Okay.
For some contacts, for some interview.
Good. Thank you. Okay. So let's talk more about Changely. How does it work?
So actually, it's a simple instant exchange. So we are giving our customers some kind of estimate rate. So for instance, if you want to exchange 10 bitcoins to Ether, and you have 10 bitcoins on your own wallet, and we also want to get Ether on your own wallets, like my Ether wallet, Nisto, or any other kind of wallet. And you don't want to give the money to exchange, you don't want to store money on the exchange yet. You want to own your money. So actually, you're going to Changely main page. You just make a quote, how much will I get if I exchange 10 bitcoins to Ether. So then you can follow the instructions, okay, I want to get Ether on my wallet. So you just specify the wallet address, we give you the Bitcoin address to deposit money. So you can deposit any amount you want. So if you deposit 10 Bitcoins or 20 Bitcoins, so actually the exchange all the demand at the best available rate. So we do it quickly after the first confirmation of your payment in blockchain. And actually, we are providing trading on Poloniex, Bittrex, and a few other small exchanges that we have integrations. We have corporate verified accounts there and dedicated support line. So actually, we are taking counterparty risks on our own side. So actually, our trading algorithm bleeds the big amounts to a few small orders and trades near the spread. So we have a trading bot, and we have API connections to Poloniex, to Bittrex, and we are providing traders there. And we just charge a small commission for that. It's 0.5% 0.5% for each exchange, and we are showing it for our customers. I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like how I imagine Shapeshift to work. Now, one thing I notice that's different about you and Shapeshift is that it seems that users need to sign up for an account on your site. Is that true? And then why do they need to do that?
So actually, when we have started our business, we are just thinking a lot about do we need to ask some account information or we shouldn't ask. And in the final end, we have stopped that you should have an account. And we're asking you for email, some kind of, or probably social profile. It depends on you. But we don't require the confirmation of that email. And if you want to exchange anonymously, you can use any fake email if you want. And we're never asking you about any kind of personal details. So some customers asking us, why should I have account on Shapeshift? I don't have account. But I believe it's a good reason for support. If you need support, you just send email to our support, email request, and we can check all your transactions history. So we see all your transactions history from your account, and we can help for very quickly with it if you want to refund or do something else. And actually, we have a lot of stick users that are using Changely every day with a big amount of money to trade, and they have all the history in their account. But we never ask for any personal details.
Okay. So I went through and noticed you have a lot of coins listed, more than Shapeshift, so that's definitely something that makes you stand out. But some of them are really like strange coins that I've never heard of. For instance, Phantom Coin. I don't know what that is. But just in general, how do you as a company determine which coins you want to list and which coins you don't list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for the question. Also, a lot of our partners asking us to add coins and just spamming our emails, our Twitter, add my coin. So we will be big soon. We have a great community. And as for some rare coins, some not so popular coins, it's minus by MinerGate. And as we are the biggest affiliate partner, my MinerGate, and so we just let users to exchange these coins too. That's the reason. And as for your question about how we choose coins, so we always see the investigation, the potential of that coins. Is it like a Bitcoin fork? Okay. If it's like only a Bitcoin fork, is there any kind of real business integration? So probably it's useful to buy some special goods or gaming industry or some casino industry. So, and if you see any kind of potential, business potential for those coins, okay, we just started to talk with the community guys, and we just looking, okay, how can it be useful in the future with some kind of real business. And another thing that we always see the exchange volumes on CoinMarketCap. You can check all the volumes, all the exchanges, and also CoinMarketCap is our biggest affiliate partner. And we know every statistics on requests, on clicks, on coin market cap, and so we can understand the potential demand for that coins. The next thing that we always check is the community. So we are checking the Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts, some kind of Reddits, and also we are just checking the Slack community. Is it active or it's just a lot of people and they don't post anything, and so it should be boring. The last thing says our main exchange partners are Poloniex and Bittrex, so that coins should be listed there. Also, we are thinking about integration with Kraken guys, so we are in close contact with Kraken and Bitfinex. So it's an interesting situation that if you check all the market, probably 1 year, all the trading volume was on Poloniex. And now some new coins are usually announced on Bittrex. And for the last few days, I see that the new coins are announced on Bitfinex, like IOTA, and on Kraken, EOS, and so it's. I see that exchange markets are becoming more decentralized for different companies, I believe.
Yeah, I think that that's a good thing for the space in general to not be reliant on just Poloniex. Okay. One other thing I noticed about your company is that you have a way to convert fiat to currency, and I believe coins to fiat as well. And so specifically, you can deal with dollars and euros. That's not something I've seen from very many other companies in the space. Can you tell us how you were able to do that?
Yes, also a good question. We have integrations with a few bank cards processing partners, and they are doing all the KYC payment verification, and they are taking chargeback risks on their side. And they are just sending us bitcoins, and we just convert the bitcoins by our main trading algorithm to Ether, Monero, and each 50 listed coins we have. So it's not a big volumes, not a big exchange volumes, but most of the communities like us for that option, and they said their customers and their users, okay, guys, you can buy $4 or €4 our new coins there. Yeah, that's great. I think it's mostly about marketing for now.
Okay. Are there any extra regulatory things that you need to worry about as part of that? You said that the banks are handling all the KYC and everything, but on your end, do you have any extra things that you have to keep track of in order to accept fiat currencies?
So actually, we don't track any personal data, and all the KYC are doing by our partners. And so they are responsible for the risks.
Gotcha. Okay, so you've been a company now, active and live for over a year. How many people do you see using your platform, and do you know what parts of the world they primarily come from?
Mm-hmm. So actually, all the information about our visitors, you can check SimilarWeb. Of course, it's open data for any kind of person. So I've seen the statistics. We have about 4 million unique visitors for the last month. And so we provided about 200,000 deals in June exchanges. Exchange volume, it's about 2,000 bitcoins daily. So actually, we are doing about 50% of our main competitor, Shapeshift. Yeah, this looks impressive. all the people are just asking us, what is your exchange volume? And we just answering, okay, 2,000 Bitcoins daily.
Okay. What is the most common trade?
The most common trade, it's similar to any other altcoins exchanges like Poloniex or Bittrex. Of course, it's from Ether to Bitcoin. It's the most popular. But actually, when some currencies are rising up, like some whales are pumping Litecoin or pumping Ripple, and a lot of people or just following the trends and buying the currencies on Changely. And we have some kind of competitor advantage, so you can exchange really big volumes. So we almost have no amount restrictions for exchange. And that's why we have a lot of big big regular customers, and they're exchanging from 50 Bitcoins to Ether, then from 1,000 Ether to Litecoin, and next.
Sure. Okay. I reached out to a number of chat communities that I'm part of, and I was looking for people who have experience with your site. And I think it's probably that the communities I'm part of just don't have a ton of experience using you, because I found a few people who had some things to say about successfully using your platform, but not a ton. And so with that in mind, can you talk about why somebody who's listening to this podcast should trust your service enough to go and try it, and kind of talk about why your company is or is not at risk of like stealing somebody's funds as they're trying to use the service?
So this is a good question. So we don't have any kind of aggressive promotion for Changely, and as so for in spring market was booming, and that's a lot of exchange volume going through all the services, and all the services were under the high pressure, and we has grown 30 times this year, and so that's why we are not actually doing some kind of aggressive marketing, because it's enough for us. We're just working on stabilization of current business. So we are just promoting on the services like CoinMarketCap, CoinGecko. It's so you can find their buttons, our buttons there, and we are also going to integrate to a few wallets. So I think that's the reason that not too many people heard about it, but that's funny thing that I've been on Consensus conference in New York in May, and I've asked many people about, do you know us? And each second person asked, oh, guys, I know you. Oh, guys, I'm your customer. I've exchanged a few coins on your service. And it was pretty impressive.
Okay. Yeah. Your tweets during Consensus actually are part of how we ended up getting this call together. Kind of along those lines, you know, I remember hearing about your company when it first was started, but then I kind of just dismissed you because you were new and I wanted to see what would happen. But you've popped back up recently. First, I saw an article in Forbes magazine that mentioned a new company called ChronoBank, which I don't know what that is, but they apparently have integrated your service. And then more recently, I saw that Charlie Schrem has joined your company as an advisor. And then you just mentioned that you've integrated with some wallets. Specifically, the news that has been popping up lately is your collaboration with Jack's Wallet. So it seems like you're growing in some of this attention in the last maybe 6 months, but can you talk about what it has been like as you have started developing these collaborations?
So, yes, we are working on new integrations. So we are working on step by step, and it's a rather long process. Because most of the wallets already has our competitor Shapeshift, and but they see some competitive advantages of Changely. It's like slightly better rates, no amount restrictions, and so Actually, I believe that it's always nice to have an option. And when we have started our partnership with Jax guys, we are discussing a lot, and they say, okay, guys, sometimes Shapeshift didn't work, and sometimes you provide better rates, and it's always nice to give an option. It's a monopoly on the market, it's always bad for the market, and it's always nice to have an option for the few different services. Actually, we did a few integrations previous year with NemXM official wallets, with free wallets, it's multi-currency wallets. And now we're in the process of integration with Coinami wallets, so it should be released the new version of their wallet, and it should be in two options for exchange. Jax should have the same option, and also we are in connection with a few other wallets. We are in good contact with Wirex guys and a few others. And now active connections are with Coin Payments service, and with a few smaller businesses that provide Bitcoin debit cards. And they also accept altcoins through Changely.
Okay, thanks. How did you meet Charlie Shrem? And is that relationship part of what has driven the work with Jax now?
So this funny situation. Last summer, it was started the new project, steemit.com, from Ned Scott and a few other guys, and we just realized it can be a rather new service with a lot of new customers to the crypto industry. And of course, we have integrated Steem and Steem dollar currency to Changely, and we have started a few articles on Steemit and for promotion our service, and we get a few customers for Steemit, and community actually like us. So BitShares community, they very like our service, and so they always exchange Steem or some kind of other coins. In few months later, I see the Charlie article like Geek in the Prison. So he made a few different posts about that. And the last post was about why I shouldn't use Poloniex or Bittrex, why I should use some instant exchanges. And he mentioned block trades for Steemit. He have mentioned Shapeshift, and he has mentioned Changely. And he did a huge exchange of Steemit to Bitcoin on Changely. So I've got his email, and I just wrote him, oh, Charlie, you are the famous person in the crypto industry, and we are looking for some kind of advisor, for business development advisor. And Charlie has answered in 10 minutes, like, oh, guys, I like your company. Let's have a Skype call. And next day we have a Skype call, and we discuss all the conditions, and we have asked Charlie to introduce us to other services, to other wallets, and so Charlie make a lot of great job for us. Concerning to Jax, I know that Charlie is a good friend with Anthony DiIorio, the founder of Jax, and they spend a lot of time together in Miami, and as we are located in Europe, and Charlie is located in America, and Charlie decided to join to the Jax team on full time, but he's still our business development advisor. So we have regular conversations with Charlie, and actually we are the good friends because he visited Europe, I visited America, and we spent a lot of time together.
Okay, that's nice to hear. So I have one follow-up question about your wallet integrations. I've read online a number of places where people have said that their funds have gotten stuck And then they have to reach out to you, and it takes hours or days. And you sort of mentioned this as well. One of the reasons you have the email address is in case you need support. But as you think about integrating your service into these wallets, what types of things do you need to consider with how you're going to be able to continue to provide support, and how do you prevent it from just becoming like a really big time sink for you? Because I imagine as wallets start to integrate your service, then that means more volume, and the more volume there is, then the more likely something might happen that would go wrong. So can you talk about precautions you're taking there?
Yeah. So actually, it's a good question for us, and we already support a few wallets. And so for the integrations, we have a dedicated support line, like we have a chat on Skype and Telegram with those wallet support. And as for today, we are going to build some kind of dedicated support in general, some kind of dedicated emails. And actually, we always have an option to identify transaction for the hash number. And all the wallets see all the transactions from their customers in their affiliates partner interface, and they could check that status, and so they can provide the first line support for their customers by themselves. So if they see some kind of transaction hash, transaction is finished, they can find transaction in blockchain, and they could say, okay guys, your transaction is finished, or okay guys, your transaction was delayed due to changely have some issues, so whatever. So each service in the industry can have issues, unfortunately, and sometimes it happens. If you check our Reddit or some kind of Facebook probably accounts, and unfortunately we had a lot of complaints in May when market was booming, and nobody of the services was ready for that. And actually, it's not just okay, my market is growing, and it was doubled, and so someday we have grown 10 times for 1 week. And when that started, the market started to grow, we just said, okay guys, we need to hire more people to our team to help customers quickly. And we just started to find the new people, we started education for for the people, but market has grown faster than we can expand our team. It's not like just plug in the new server and buy the new server and buy the new server. It's all about the people.
Right. Okay. All right. So you mentioned earlier that your company does not do a lot of marketing. I think if people search for your company, they can find a few articles about you, but by and large, not a lot. And tied with that, it seems like you don't have that big of a social media presence. Although more recently, I've noticed you've been more active on both Twitter and Reddit. But why have you chosen to kind of stay quiet? And maybe more recently, less so, but rather than trying to become some integral part of the various coin communities where people can get to know who you are?
So that's a good question. So previously, I prefer not to be some kind of like a public person in the industry. And so when I dropped to the industry, we have started to grow our business, and so actually I don't have enough time to to make posts or Twitter, and now I'm trying to find more time for that. And I know most of all the people in our community personally. For instance, I know Fluffy Pony.
Yeah, I saw a picture of the two of you. It looked like you were getting drinks or something together at Consensus.
Yeah. And we also have a Skype calls, and I meet personally guys from Dash. So I know Vitalik from Ethereum personally. So I know that most of our partners personally. I believe I will find more time to make some personal promotion on Twitter or on Reddit.
Okay.
Yeah, I've just focused on my business and on all the processes. And so actually, I believe I know that presence for public persons are always good. But first of all, you should provide the very good service for your customers. And if you provide the best service, so your customers will recommend your service to each other. And so that's all about reputation, about the service for customers.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because in a lot of ways, that has sort of been the mentality of a lot of people around Monero, that, you know, kind of let the code speak for itself, let the service speak for itself, and don't get too excited about marketing. So it's interesting to hear that you maybe have a bit of the same philosophy with your company. Okay, I've only got a couple questions left, and I think we've covered your company pretty well, but I wanted to talk about some of these partnerships that you mentioned as we've gone through this. And so specifically, one that popped up at me is Free Wallet. You mentioned how you have integrated into Free Wallet. What is your partnership with them like?
So we are providing an instant exchange API for that wallet, and people can exchange coins inside the Free Wallet with the Changely API. So they can top up Bitcoin accounts with Ether or buy Ether with Bitcoins inside their wallet. It's similar to Jax wallet. I think it's also as many wallets on Coinbase. You can exchange Ether to Bitcoin or Bitcoin to Ether.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing that has me curious specifically about them is that Free Wallet is different from Jax in that they are a custodial wallet, and so they actually hold the user's keys, which is troublesome to me because it's sort of against the purpose of cryptocurrencies. You know, the whole idea that people should hold their own keys and be in charge of their own money is part of what drives the whole business. But more specifically to you, if Free Wallet holds everybody's keys, couldn't they just kind of on their own database do these swaps for people? I guess I don't see where your company or Shapeshift or anything like it would even be an advantage for them. Do you know anything about how that integration works?
Yes, I know how it's working pretty similar like our service. We are just giving the addresses to send coins for the Free Wallet customers. And I think they can build their own exchange, but they should manage an integrations with some kind of exchanges. So because you if you provide service for your customers, you should have some order book, and you should set orders for exchanges. And it's better to trade on Bittrex or Poloniex for now if you want to get the best rates. And of course, if you have a lot of customers, and I know that Coinbase have the similar model. They also own your private keys, and so they have their own exchange. But the customers also can trade on that exchange, and so they have a big exchange volume there. So actually, I can't say for the Free Wallet business model, and so we are providing exchange for them.
Okay.
Exchange option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I've read some places that Free Wallet is tied to MinerGate, and other places where people have said no, it's a separate company. Since you sort of have these connections with MinerGate from Changely, can you answer that question once and for all? Is Free Wallet associated with the rest of your companies, or is it totally separate?
No, actually, it's a separate company, so it's only our partner among our many other partners.
Okay. Are there any other companies that are together with Minergate and Changely that are kind of in that same umbrella?
As for now, as I previously mentioned, so we have a separate business, and so we have a separate company, even the separate company and separate management team. So it's about partnership. Most of our other companies are our partners as well.
Okay. So then the one other relationship I'm interested in, you mentioned CoinMarketCap and you mentioned CoinGecko. I believe that those two companies are owned by the same entity that owns Cointelegraph. Do you have any relationship with Cointelegraph, or are you specifically interacting with CoinMarketCap and with CoinGecko and some of those companies?
CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap are our main affiliate partners. I know personally Gliese from CoinMarketCap, and he's the founder of CoinMarketCap. And actually, I don't know who are the owners of the businesses, so I believe they are owned by their founders. And I know Bobby from CoinGecko. You can just send him email and ask for some kind of interview if you want.
Okay.
So actually, we are paying commission on each registered customer from the users, from their visitors.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed that CoinMarketCap has your service just integrated right into it. So when somebody is looking up the price of Dogecoin, for instance, there will be a little button that says like instant exchange, and it connects to your service. Was that a partnership that you initiated, or was that a partnership that CoinMarketCap initiated?
So it was initiated by me personally 1 year ago.
Okay. Have you seen a lot of volume from that? Is that something you track, your sources of volume?
Yeah, actually a lot.
Okay. All right. Then with that, I just have one last kind of question for you. Do you have any big future plans for growing Changely or new services that might get included as part of it?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we have a few ideas for the new services, and we are just building some prototype of the new decentralized exchange service. And so, actually, unfortunately, I can't disclose all the details right now, but some kind of big announcements will be soon. And yes, we have a lot of plans because we have a pretty strong brand, and we are well known in the community. And if we build something, new service, we can easily attract new customers from our current existing customers. It's our advantage for starting new projects.
Okay, I can appreciate the need to kind of keep quiet about stuff until you're ready to launch. All right. Well, with that, I think I'm just about done with my questions. Thank you for coming on the show. Would you like to tell people how they could get in touch with you?
You can find me on Twitter. You can just mail me. So it's actually we have a common email on Changely, like pro.changely.com, and so it's supported by my personal manager, and so you can easily reach me on any social media.
Okay, yeah, that's actually how we got in touch initially, I think, too. Mm-hmm. Was the Changely, maybe the official Changely Twitter, I think, I can't quite remember.
We are pretty open on all the social media accounts. You can ask us any questions, and so we are answering regularly on also on Reddit, on Twitter, on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have anything else that we didn't talk about that you thought maybe we should? Anything you'd like to add?
Oh, Mike, thank you for such kind of interview. So you have asked a lot of interesting questions, and you're welcome to Changely.
Well, yeah, thank you for coming on and, you know, answering the questions that I had. And I'm sure that there are more questions that more people will have. And so I encourage you, if somebody else reaches out, to have another interview with them.
One thing that I want to add. I just want that more newcomers of Monero community. So I believe that we have a pretty nice service for exchange, and so I hope more people in Monero community will like that.
Okay. Well, with that, for anybody who's listening, you can find me on Twitter. Just look for Monero Monitor. And you can check out our website, MoneroMonitor.com. And what do you say? Let's call it a day.
Yep.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. And thank you, Constant.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider donating on our website, MoneroMonitor.com. Our podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons share-alike license, and you can find terms for that license on our website. Lastly, the music in our show is by Justin Maher, and it's also released under a Creative Commons license.